Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison telah kembali dari tur Eropanya, di mana perubahan iklim menjadi agenda utama. Namun ia mungkin kembali ke ruang partai koalisi yang lebih terbagi dalam masalah ini daripada ketika saat ia pergi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Tis Ochiosi dan Pablo Finales. KTT G7 di Cornwall adalah ujian ketahanan Australia terhadap emisi karbon nol bersih pada tahun 2050. Scott Morrison mungkin telah melunakkan pendiriannya di antara para pemimpin dunia lainnya yang berkomitmen untuk menghentikan pendanaan pembangkit tenaga listrik tenaga batu bara yang baru. Namun, perkembangan di Eropa itu tampaknya telah menciptakan perpecahan di tanah air pada saat kedatangan Perdana Menteri kembali ke Australia. Menteri Sumber Daya, Keith Pitt, telah berdiri teguh pada kebijakan lama pemerintah dan menunjukkan bahwa setiap perubahan membutuhkan restu dari partai nasionalnya.
Now, for the government policy to change, and it hasn't changed in this country, we have not committed to that to net zero by 2050. That would require the agreement of the Nationals, and that agreement has not been reached or sought.
Saat berbicara kepada ABC, Menteri Pitt mendapat tekanan terhadap pendirian Partai Nasional setelah para pemimpin dunia berkomitmen untuk mempercepat upaya mencapai nol bersih sesegera mungkin dan paling lambat pada tahun 2050.
The Prime Minister said, "The destination is clear. We are moving towards net zero."
Well, I can only tell you what my belief is and what I understand, and my understanding is very clear. That has not been sought from the Nationals. The question has not been asked. It would require agreement, and that has not been reached.
Warga senior Partai Nasional Queensland itu tampaknya memperingatkan Perdana Menteri tentang tekanan yang mungkin ia hadapi dari anggota Partai Liberal Moderat dalam jajarannya.
Well, let me put that another way. Have you been alarmed? You alarmed by the comments from the Prime Minister overseas?
Look, we've had a number of discussions over a period of time, and you know, quite clearly, Fran, this is not an issue that just popped up last week. It's been around for a long time. We're looking to ensure that we do have those discussions. We are part of the discussion, and as I've said earlier, the Nationals have not been asked. There is no agreement, and we're looking forward to seeing what happens in the future.
Juru bicara iklim Partai Buruh, Chris Bowen, mencari kesempatan untuk mendorong perpecahan dalam pihak koalisi itu. Ia mengatakan pemerintah buruh tidak akan menjadi yang paling lain di antara negara-negara maju G7 itu.
We've never supported public money into new coal-fired power stations. That is not the way forward for Australia. There'll be no new coal-fired power stations in Australia because they're not economic and the government therefore shouldn't step in with taxpayers' money.
Bowen menambahkan bahwa perpecahan yang jelas antara Perdana Menteri dan Menteri Sumber Dayanya itu tidak dapat diremehkan.
Well, based on the statements by the senior government members, including Keith Pitt this morning, who basically said he didn't support it. I mean, this isn't some backbencher. He's a senior member of the cabinet. The government is clearly at war with itself about the future. They can't agree on the basics. Net zero by 2050 is the most basic of commitments, the absolute minimum necessary to avoid dangerous global warming. So the fact that the government can't agree on that really concerns me very deeply.
Namun pihak oposisi juga mengalami divisi internal sendiri tentang iklim. Masih menavigasikan posisi antara pemilih di daerah pertambangan batu bara dan kursi dalam kota itu, juru bicara Partai Buruh, Madeleine King, mengatakan kepada pelobi gas utama di Perth bahwa Partai Buruh mendukung pembukaan cadangan gas baru. Ini adalah posisi yang cenderung menciptakan lebih banyak perdebatan internal, namun Chris Bowen mengatakan kebijakan Partai Buruh sudah jelas.
Well, gas will have a role to play into the future, given that we need peaking and firming as we transition to a more renewable economy. That means that we need to have other forms of energy to help us while we're building the storage capacity, batteries, pumped hydro and hydrogen, and gas will play a role as we do so.
Menyaksikan kedua partai besar masih terus mendukung eksplorasi gas, pemimpin Partai Hijau Adam Band memperlihatkan kemarahannya.
The Greens are trying to hold this terrible climate-denying government to account and kick Scott Morrison out, but our job is made much more difficult every time Labor goes and sides with the Liberals. Make no mistake, we will be letting every inner-city voter know that Labor has now signed up with the Liberals to light the fuse on a giant climate bomb.
Nah pendengar, tampaknya tentang isu iklim masih jauh adanya persatuan di antara semua pihak partai politik.
sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.